Doing beautiful things on a Friday, a beautiful Friday, the 23rd of August, and this month, of course, it's Women's Month. And right here on Radio Life and Style, we've been introducing you to some of the most interesting and dynamic women of the Dolphin Coast. And because we've still got a week left of Women's Month, we're going to keep rolling with the interviews. And this morning, introducing you, or I should rather say, reintroducing you to a lady who is no stranger to the Radio Life and Style microphone, but it's been a minute since we've caught up with Tash B from Tash B Pilates, so very appropriate that we're tying it in with Women's Month, because she is a woman of influence, of note, and in fact, I believe we're catching her just at the right moment, because she's about to jump on a plane to Portugal today. So while you're still on the Dolphin Coast, welcome, Tash. Great to have you back here on Radio Life and Style. How are you doing?
Morning, Mike. Good morning, all the listeners. It's so good to be back here. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. And this is the right way to start a Friday, in fact, with the Pilates instructor in the house. Now I'm sitting up straighter already.
Yes.
We've got the Instagram live going, so people can look and listen.
Yes.
But for those who, you know, there's a lot of new arrivals in town. Mm. Bolito continues to grow, and people want to know, who are the good people? Who are the good operators? Who should I be talking to for, a dentist or a doctor or a Pilates instructor? So tell us a little bit about who Tash B is and about Tash B Pilates.
Sure. My good morning, everyone. Yeah, so I am Tash, a very passionate people's person to start off with. Yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a woman in our community. I am a business owner, and we have celebrated 17 years of Tash B Pilates this year.
17 years. Mm. Holy moly. That's a success story, hey?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anyone in business knows how difficult it is to get through a year or 18 months in business. So 17 years. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
It continues to be a journey, and it continues to grow and evolve. But what would you say was a defining moment in your life that shaped your career and influenced your path towards founding Tash B Pilates?
Mike, I think if I'm honest with myself and if I have to take time to think about this question, the defining moment is every moment for me. You know, showing up every day, being surrounded by the dynamic team that I get to do life with, talking about business specifically, our clients inspire me tremendously. People that are just consistent in moving their bodies, trusting their bodies, feeling better, looking better. There have been defining moments within my career. But in a nutshell, every day, every moment, every hour, every client that I get to see or do life with is what inspires me.
Just constantly renewing, hey? That's so cool. I think that's the goal, right? To get to that place where your cup is filling itself on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But how do you balance the demands of your professional career? I mean, like I said, you're just about to jump on a plane this evening. Now go to Portugal. I think you've got more air miles than anyone else I know, because you're always flying all over the globe. I mean, you're a very in demand, highly qualified, BASI certified teacher, trainer, instructor. How do you balance the demands of your professional career with your personal life and those other hats that you wear? And do you have any advice possibly for other women striving to achieve a sense of balance?
Mike, so I think for me a big realization is, you know, our life is meant to be lived for something so much greater than ourselves, and to work in an environment where there is a very strong culture and a strong value system, where we are placed in this position of leadership or in this position of teaching for a greater cause than just the individual. So I get to do life in this very colorful, glorious way because of the people and the women around me. I mean, we in our studio have our clients, but then if someone is sick or someone is traveling or taking leave, we help each other out. So it's not about us, it's about the people. And we actually, one of our values is people over profit. And that is a massive thing that has shaped what I get to live out every day of my life.
Wow.
Of course, I have an incredible family that support me in what I do. My husband is just unbelievable in leading me as an individual, which I then also get to take into my workplace, into my marketplace. And, that is the great influence that I have over over the people in my life.
This is great. So, you know, as you say, you've got the foundation, the family foundation. You've got this great team around you. And teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, amen.
But since we're talking Women's Month, and since you're a woman in the spotlight, can you share maybe a challenge that you faced as a woman somewhere along your journey, maybe from your industry even, and how you overcame it? Is there one that comes to mind, possibly?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think poor leadership is what comes to mind. Poor leadership, if we're talking about men or women, poor leadership is what can become very toxic or very uninspiring. But the one thing that I've learned is if I find myself in that place where there is poor leadership, I have given myself permission to step out of that. So I can handle what I give the world, even though I can't handle what the world gives me, but I can step out and decide not to partner with poor leadership.
There you go. So it's like knowing your sphere of influence and the limits of that. And, you can control what you can control.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you can control where you're operating, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think that's something we can all take on board. And looking at your story and your legacy, both professionally and personally, what do you hope to leave behind in terms of your legacy and how people remember Tash B?
I think definitely because I see it every day in the studios, when people trust their bodies, when people get to connect their bodies and minds, something magical happens. And I'm forever grateful for the people that step into our studio that do trust what we offer in that space. I mean, 17 years later, it is a massive milestone. And again, it's not about me. It's not about the team. It's about what has been birthed and cultivated and sown and showed up. And just seeing those two walk past here with the upright posture. Sorry, I got distracted with my husband there. Just to see that people can allow themselves to dig deeper into their bodies. And once they trust their bodies, it's like there's freedom. There's freedom. So the legacy that I would like to leave behind is, yes, walk up straight and be tall and be proud, but trust your body and partner with the right people that can help you dig a little bit deeper and have great breakthrough moments in your body.
Well, you've got the lady right here, Tash B herself, Tash Barnard from Tash B Pilates. And for those who are keen to find out more, to learn more about the Tash B Pilates story and to book a session and come and experience it. As I say, 17 years, the brand has grown, it's evolved, and right now you are based in a really great space. It's you say, it feels like home. Where is Tash B Pilates studio based at the moment, and how can folks get in touch?
Yeah, so we have two options, really, Mike. We have our virtual platform, which was birthed in COVID. I call it our COVID baby, who's a toddler now,
still
4 years
strong.
Going strong. Yeah.
Wow.
We have a global presence in that space. And our studio is in Salt Rock at the Link Church campus. And it is beautiful. It is a world-class Pilates studio accompanied by world-class Pilates instructors. We are all very passionate about one another and what we do. And we offer fully equipped Pilates sessions and group classes, and people can find us online. Tash B Pilates, it's all there. Instagram, Facebook, website, just go, and you deserve this.
You won't regret it. You've heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. Tash B Pilates. Go and check it out. Go and experience the Tash B difference. I mean, 17 years, still going strong. She's doing something right. And Tash, wishing you just safe travels.
Thanks,
on your adventure in Portugal. Come back with some cool stories. You always do.
Yeah.
And we'll need to connect again here on radio and maybe do one of your next virtual sessions from the studio here. We can get everyone sitting up straight in traffic. And
definitely. Mike, do you remember the fundraiser we did here for the Hundreds campaign?
Yes.
I looked at the videos the other day. Yeah, in front of your...
On the deck, yeah.
Yes. I mean, my kids were so little, they're teenagers now. But yeah, I mean, this is community, right? Making memories, making an impact, changing people's lives, no matter where you find yourself. We we all have that purpose. So it's awesome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, Tash, thanks for doing all that you do and for shining your light and for being a dynamic woman on the Dolphin Coast. Yeah. Before you head on out, any last words you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so Mike, I just wanted to say this evening, the Link Church Women's Conference kicks off. The campus is sold out, every ticket, but people can join online. So I am going to be logging in online on my Emirates flight tonight to join the Women in Conference tonight and tomorrow. And yeah, just another life-shaping moment for our women throughout this Women's Month. Why not join us online?
Well, there you go. There's no excuse not to. Hey, yeah. You're getting it from Tash B herself. And Tash, obviously, I'm not the target market here, but I would be logging in alongside all those ladies if I was one. But
yes, Mike, come on.
Make sure that you've got your laptop out on the flight tonight. Yes. And wishing you just safe travels, and we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, amazing. And to all the listeners out there, it's Friday, you guys. You know you have a choice to walk like a crispy chip or a slop chip. So if you're South African, a little crispy chip posture is going to take you a long way. Don't be a schlumpy.
There you go. I've just been sitting up straight through this interview. I feel so much better. More aligned for my Friday.
Amazing.
Thanks, Tash B. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. With 15 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour and your next news bulletin, here's Dua Lipa. She's happy for you on a